رسول الله رسول الله رسول الله رسول الله.
Hadith of following companions is unauthentic.
Sayyid Sultan al-Wa'idhin al-Shirazi, I did not expect that a respectable and cultured Sayyid like you would attribute worldliness to the companions of the Holy Prophet. The Holy Prophet declared them the source of guidance for the community when he said, "My companions are like stars. If you follow any of them, you will be guided."
First, the companions, like all others, were fallible. So when it is proved that they were not infallible, why should one wonder if, with proper evidence, worldliness is attributed to them? Second, according to the research of your own eminent ulama, this hadith is not reliable, as I have stated earlier. Qazi Ayaz Maliki quotes from your own prominent ulama that since the narrators of this hadith include the names of the ignorant and uninformed Harith ibn Ghazwin and Hamzat ibn Abi Hamza Nasibi, who have been found to be liars, this hadith is not worth reporting. Also, Qazi Ayaz in his Sharh al-Shifa and Bayhaqi in his Kitab have declared that this hadith is forged and have regarded its source as unreliable. Third, I never said anything rude. I say only what your own ulama have written. I advise you to read Fazil Taftazani's Sharh Maqasid, in which he states clearly that there are many instances of hostility among the companions, which shows that some of them had become sinners and tyrants. So we see that people are not to be honored merely because they were companions of the Prophet. Real honor lies in their deeds and character. If they did not belong to the hypocrites, but were obedient and faithful to the Holy Prophet, they are certainly to be revered and respected. We would apply the dust of their feet to our eyes. So, you men of justice, do you claim that the many hadith in your own reliable books concerning fighting against Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali, such as the Holy Prophet saying, "Fighting against Ali is fighting against me," are all baseless? Or do you admit that these hadith are perfectly authentic? Are they not recorded with reliable sources in the books of your own distinguished ulama? We need not mention that these hadith are recorded by Shia ulama with perfect unanimity of opinion in all their books. If you accept these hadith, you must acknowledge that many of the companions were transgressors and sinners, as was Muawiyah. Amr ibn As, Abu Huraira, Samrat ibn Jundab, Talha, Zubair, all of whom rose to fight against Ali, in fact, rose against the Holy Prophet himself. And since they fought against the Prophet, they certainly deviated from the right path. So, if we said that some of the companions were slaves to their desires, we were not wrong, because what we said was true. Besides this, we are not alone in holding that some of the companions were sinners, tyrants, and transgressors. We base our stand on the authority of your own great ulama.
Muhammad, ya Muhammad, ya Muhammad, Muhammad, ya Muhammad, ya Muhammad.
If you study Sirrul Alameen, compiled by Abu Hamid Muhammad ibn Muhammad Ghazali Tusi, you would never object to what I say. I am, however, compelled to quote a portion of his fourth treatise in support of my statement. He says, "Proof and reasoning became brighter, and there is unanimous accord among Muslims concerning the text of the address on the day of Ghadir Khum, and that the Holy Prophet said, 'Of whomsoever I am Mawla, Master, Ali is his Mawla.' Then Umar immediately said, 'Congratulations to you, congratulations to you, O Abul Hasan. You are my master, and also the master of all faithful men and women.' Respected people, please remember, the Shias do not claim anything except what your own fair ulama claim. But since you hate us, you find fault with what we say, however reasonable it might be. But you never criticize your own ulama as to why they have written such things, although they have in fact revealed the truth and have stamped these realities on the pages of history. There is evidence that many of your own distinguished ulama were persecuted simply because they spoke the truth. Fanatical ulama and uninformed people of your own sect considered it unlawful to read nonconformist books. The authors of such works were even put to death, as was Hafiz ibn Iqda, Abu al-Abbas, Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Sa'id Hamadani, who died 303 after Hijra. He was one of your prominent ulama. Many notable scholars of your own sect, like Dhahabi and Yafi'i, have acknowledged him and said that he had learned 300,000 hadith with their sources and that he was a man of great piety. At public gatherings in Kufa and Baghdad in the 3rd century after Hijra, he openly narrated the failings of the shaykhs, Abu Bakr and Umar. People therefore called him Rafidi and refrained from quoting hadith from him. Ibn Kathir Dhahabi and Yafi'i write about him, Shaykh ibn Iqda sat in the Basra Mosque, a famous mosque between Baghdad and Al-Kadhimiyyah, and narrated the defects and shortcomings of the shaykhs Abu Bakr and Umar to the people. For this reason, the hadith reported by him have been rejected. Otherwise, there is no doubt about his being a true and pious man. Al-Khatib Baghdadi also has praised him in his tariq, but in the end he says, since he described the defects and failings of the shaykhs, he was a Rafidi. In every era of history, there have been many instances of ulama who have been tortured or persecuted on account of their speaking or writing the truth. For instance, the well-known commentator and historian Muhammad ibn Jarir Tabari, who was the pride of your ulama, died in 310 after Hijra in Baghdad. But because the authorities feared a civil disturbance, they refused to allow his coffin to be taken out during the day. Perforce, he was laid to rest in his own house during the night.